I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Bush administration officials are warning that the crisis in the western Sudanese region Darfur could get worse. The warning comes weeks after the administration said genocide is occurring in Darfur and held Sudan and Arab militias responsible. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development recently returned from Darfur. He says he found high death rates, ethnic tensions, and a locust infestation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a report.
As the head of the U.S. aid agency, Andrew Natsios, described the devastation, he spoke of 1.5 million people forced from their land, their only savings, their animal herds, stolen by government-backed Janjaweed militias. When he visited one camp in Darfur, Natsios says he witnessed a kind of rage he's never seen among internally displaced people.
A government official was practically stoned to death. We actually rescued him from being killed. And it was quite disturbing. I had not really believed these stories of rage before until it happened in front of me and until other people were telling me of similar incidents.
He predicted more such violence because, as he put it, Sudanese secret police have infiltrated the camps.
They arrest people, they torture some of them. Some of them disappear into the prison system. They're particularly targeting young men. When I was talking with the sheikhs during this incident that I told you about, there was a guy, a young man, I didn't see him doing it until after it was all over, was taking pictures of all the people who were talking to me.
After Secretary of State Colin Powell visited Darfur in June, the State Department heard reports that Sudan had rounded up and arrested people who spoke to him. But when asked why the U.S. would even deal with a country behaving this way, and a country now accused of genocide, Natsios said diplomats need to work with Khartoum to help civilians in Darfur.
We have 1.5 million people in those camps. We have a pending locust plague, a potential drought, and a war still going on. This crisis has not peaked.
This points out a major dilemma for the U.S., according to Ted Danye of the Congressional Research Service. He says he's not sure administration officials have given serious thought about what to do after accusing a sitting government of genocide.
You know, you don't accuse an individual, for example, of committing murder and then release that individual from all responsibilities because we don't have any options or you don't have room to put them in prison. You don't accuse also a government of genocide and do nothing.
What the Bush administration is doing is pressuring Sudan to accept more African Union troops. Currently, there are only a few hundred troops and monitors there to record ceasefire violations. The State Department's Michael Ranenberger says the U.S. has put $20 million aside to help pay for an expanded mission.
We are looking at a proactive African Union mission. And by proactive, we're talking about things like patrolling, getting people out to IDP camps. I think what you're going to see is as these observers and troops deploy more broadly in Darfur, they are going to have a deterrent impact on the violence.
Secretary of State Powell said in interviews this week he'd like to see 3,000 to 4,000 African troops in Darfur. He also expressed disappointment that other countries have not described the crisis as a genocide, and some, including China, Russia, and Pakistan, have let commercial interests get in the way of imposing sanctions against Sudan at the UN Security Council. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.